Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Kellogg, Brother and Sister, Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, December 20, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4 Bio, 339. Brother and Sister Kellogg, we are pleased to write you that we praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. There are several souls who have taken their stand on the Sabbath since we came to Sydney this time. They are those who can be a great help to us to reach other souls. No man no longer delay building a commodious house of worship. The work is deepening and widening. Most excellent families are taking their stand, and the work goes forward. The mission house is occupied by Elder Haskell and wife, Elder Starr and wife, and the girls whom they are educating. They are giving them Bible instruction, and all are advancing. Every penny is carefully treasured. They have scarcely chairs to sit in, and everything is utilized. They are using boxes for tables and bureaus. I have a room of my own. Elder Haskell furnished me a comfortable chair. I furnish my room, and I spend Sabbath and Sundays speaking to the people in the afternoon. I was taken very sick before leaving Kurrenbong. Physical force left me. Sarah thought at one time that I was dead. But no, my work is not done. I rallied. This was Thursday. Sarah said, "It is not at all consistent that you should go to Stanmore to speak to them Sabbath." "I know," I said, "it is not consistent, so far as appearance and circumstances indicate. But I feel drawn to Sydney. I shall go. The Lord prepared the way before me. I always take a second-class car, and the compartments are not always restful, and the seats are hard. But there was a second-class compartment empty, every whit as good as first class, and we entered it. Sarah made me a bed, and I lay down on the seat and felt the peace of God in my heart. Only one lady came into the car. I always take the ladies' compartment. We changed cars at Stratfield and rode to Petersham. There we took a hansom, and in a short time were at the mission home. Brother Wilson met us at Stratfield and helped us in the change. Friday night was a hard night for me, for the heat wave passed through Sydney. The Lord gave me words for the people Sabbath afternoon. I knew He would sustain me. There are periods in the work when we must have every living current in exercise, the Lord working through the human agent. I knew this was an important crisis in the work. I knew also that I had words for the people. We had a good congregation, and the Lord blessed me. Several others have taken their stand. This is what we desired. Sunday, yesterday, I spoke again. I had contracted a severe cold, and my throat was quite sore, but the Lord gave me freedom. His blessing rested upon me, and the people listened with the deepest interest. Our brethren are working constantly, preaching and visiting, instructing from the Bible, and praying with families. I must not visit, but I will do what I can in speaking. Sarah scolds me quite severely because I will be so presumptuous, as she calls it, but the Lord helps me, and I shall work. We have never seen so great interest. Many souls are taking their stand, and they are a more intelligent class than those who came out in Ashfield. Some are already paying their tithes. Last night another man said he must keep the Sabbath. He has been convicted since the Ashfield camp meeting in 1894. He says he is meeting great opposition, but he cannot delay longer, for he has no peace of mind. There are several excellent men who are now in the government employ, who are searching the Scriptures daily. They attend every meeting and are deeply stirred by the Holy Spirit. We cannot let go the work here. The Lord will teach and bless and gather in the harvest. Dr. Kellogg, will you please to inquire in my behalf in regard to my son, Edson White? Look into the situation, and if he needs money to help him complete his book, draw upon the Review and Herald office on my account and help him through. I do not want him to borrow of anyone, and I will be his helper. I come to you because I would rather the Review and Herald should not know that I am helping him. They will know that you and I have dealings, and you can tell Edson, but not the Review and Herald. You know how soon their jealousy is aroused. tell Edson to keep his own counsel. You will accommodate me much in doing this. When my books get into the market, I shall have means to invest in more books. I am much perplexed to know what shall be done, but I must get into print much matter that should have been published long ago. I have sent a telegram to Africa for Sister Peck. She will now come. Sister Haskell received a letter from her that she was all ready to come at once if she knew Sister White wanted her now after her long delay. One and another have held Sister Peck away from me, not because they were doing the right thing, but because they were ignorant of my work and my true position and the burdens I have carried. They know not in regard to the real character of my work. They think anyone could do well enough for Sister White. If you could see the school Sister Peck is working for, you would understand the unpromising elements that compose the school. There are teachers who could fill that position who could not possibly do the work that needs to be done in connection with my work. Those working with me must be those who are connected with God, those who have spiritual discernment, worked by the Holy Spirit. I have lost much by not having persons who could help me, now, when I need help the most. I cannot relate all the particulars. I hope the Christian Temperance book will be completed. I am sorry for such delays, but so it is, and I must not fret. But my soul is tried and grieved at these delays. I am to look at the site for the meeting house here, and it is considered a good location in Newtown, but they ask for this lot £450. We cannot reach it. We should have, and could obtain, money for the building of a house of worship, we think, which would cost £700 or £800. But we must have a chapel, and we want it all finished by the 1st of March. But this price for the lot seems to swallow up so much money that we do not know what to do. We will not become involved in debt, but we must arise and build. Nehemiah 2, verse 20. We cannot delay. We are now awaiting the acceptance of the offer of a much less sum for the lot, and in a few days we'll know. The new ones who have come to the faith are making their donations. We cannot fail. We must go forward in the name of the Lord. This house of worship must be built. There is no other way. There is one point I left out of my letter in reference to Edson's matters. He thought he must have money. He asked Brother Jones of Oakland, California for $500. He agreed to let him have the money if he would let him have a half interest in his book. This Edson agreed to do, but he felt bad to do it. He saw no other way, but I have written to Brother Jones that I would take that matter off his hands, and he might charge me with the $500. So you see, Edson may get along without more money, but if he cannot, please do this for me, as I have stated, and draw upon Review and Herald office for the needed amount. You will have sent to you from my editors copies of writings you would be interested in. I was much interested in your letters, but since receiving them, have had an ill turn and could not get to the meetings to read the enclosures. I shall now keep them to read at Stanmore, and, when I return, to read in Corinbong. These ill, sinking turns are so much like death that all my family are greatly perplexed and distressed over the matter, but I am not ready to die yet. The Lord will spare my life till there is a work done with my writings that could not possibly be done without special help. Had I been able to get Sister Peck when I should have had her, then I would have been released from great responsibilities. I will not blame anyone for this, that they have not been able to take in the situation. But certainly, if they had known, they would have labored to secure me the help I so greatly needed. I have thought of Frank Belden. If he would only give himself to the Lord, he could have been a great help to me, but I do not want those who are full of accusing others. The Lord will help me. The Lord will strengthen me. The book on Life of Christ is done. Thank the Lord for this. We now need a small printing press that we can get off small tracts and pamphlets. I must have this. There are presses that are small to take copies of writings with the least working, but I will not write more. I cannot get these letters copied, for I have no machine here. Sarah thought we would go home today, but we are held here for me to see the spot of land they are negotiating for, to erect a meeting house.